Today we're going to address the question, just what is the faith of Jesus that is mentioned in Revelation 14 and verse 12, which says, "Here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Now notice the perseverance or patience of the saints. This is the group of people who've gone through the final crisis talked about in Revelation the 13th chapter that we call the Mark of the Beast. They are survivors. That's why it says patience or perseverance. They have two characteristics. Number one, they keep God's commandments. Secondly, they have the faith of Jesus. What is the faith of Jesus? Revelation 14 verse 1. "And I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads." Verse 3, "They sang a new song before the throne." Let's talk about new song for a moment. The psalmist sometimes says, sing a new song to the Lord. Why sing a new song? We tend to not like new songs. We like the old songs, right? They push the memory buttons, but the Bible says sing a new song. Why? A new song is a new experience sung or put to words, put to music. For instance, when Israel came through the Red Sea, then the waters closed in on Pharaoh's army and destroyed them, Miriam composed a new song which they sang about the experience. The prophetess Deborah composed a new song after Barak successfully led his troops down Mount Tabor and destroyed the army of Sisera. So Deborah composed a new song for the new experience. No one could learn the song except the 144,000, we're told here in Revelation 14 and verse 3. Why can no one else learn the song? Because no one else has experienced what the 144,000 experience just before Jesus comes. What experience is unique to the last group of people living on planet Earth before Jesus comes? Well, through history, there have been martyrs. There have been those who were tortured. There are those who burned at the stake, who were killed at the mouths of lions, who fled for their lives, who lived in caves and hiding and in fear. But the Bible says that the last generation, the 144,000, have a new experience that no one else has had, and therefore they can sing a new song which no one else can learn. What is that experience? Well, we've talked about how Satan is going to impersonate Christ shortly before Jesus comes. And during that time, or the aftermath of that impersonation, for a little while, here on planet Earth, most people will believe that Jesus has come and begun his reign of peace on Earth, a millennial reign. And those who are not deceived, those few who say this is not Christ, this is the devil tricking us, will not be a popular people. In fact, it'll be a very difficult time to go through because powerful, good-looking angels will be persuasive, trying to say, look, it's easy to be deceived. Maybe you understood things wrong. This is Christ that has come, and so on and so forth. You can just imagine what it would be like to live during this time. No one has experienced anything like this except Jesus. After 40 days in the wilderness, fasting, no food, an angel came from heaven, apparently, it looked like one from God's throne, saying, well, good job. Your father said, your fast is over. Now, if you're the Son of God, just turn one of these stones into bread and you can satisfy your hunger. Jesus heard the word if, and he detected a problem here. And he went back and quoted scripture, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God, and so on and so forth. And so in the last days, this powerful delusion will be so dominant that that God's people who live through this will experience and have to deal with things that only Jesus has dealt with. That's what the Bible say. The survivors have the faith of Jesus. They hang on to Bible truth. The Holy Spirit has sealed them. They have a love of the truth. And Revelation 3 verse 10 says, I will keep you through the hour of testing that is to come on everyone who dwells on the earth. God is going to protect his people during that time with Bible truth, fortifying their minds, and with the sealing power of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.